welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
We are back here in the radio studio. We want to welcome you to March the 13th and pray that you had a great weekend. Pray that you were able to join with other believers and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Feed on the bread of the word and be challenged to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to those in this community who need to hear that about who he is. So today we are going to be going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We're going to be in verse number 25, our focus verse, our verse that has brought us to this passage, and we're just dealing with the context of getting to this particular point, is verse number 34. And in the NIV, the New International Version, it says, "And his interests are divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband." So today we're going to begin to get into, we're transitioning out of the physical status in which you were called, the circumcision or the uncircumcision. We're going to move beyond the social, which was had to do with slaves or freedmen, which would be probably best seen in a employer-employee relationship during this current time in which we live. But today we're going to move more into the relational standpoint. But before we do that, I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales services and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential settings. They work in commercial settings, light commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and an affordable price. Sooner or later, you are going to need an air conditioning repairman. You want to make sure that it is a person that is skilled, that is reputable, that is honest, and that is trustworthy. And you will find that Wyrick Air will be the person that meets all of those attributes that you're looking for. So before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call at 321-632-9538. That's Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. 321-632-9538. They go all throughout Brevard County. They work on all types of air conditioning systems, heating systems, and electrical issues. So give them a call and have them come out and get you back to the temperature you prefer to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 25. "Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. I suppose, therefore, that this is good because of the present distress, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But even if you do marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. But I say, brethren, the time is short, so that from now on even those who have wives should be as though they had none, those who weep as though they did not weep, those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use this world as not misusing it, for the form of this world is passing away. So Paul begins his instructions to the marital status of the people in Corinth, and he lists his credentials as this: I am one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. One whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. The first question I have for you today is this: are we trustworthy? Would you really trust you? I've seen lots of relationships. I've seen lots of people come and go from not just our church, but from the church at large. And I can tell you this, there is a huge need for faithfulness and trustworthiness in the body of Christ in 2023. Before we moved to Florida, I was a school teacher in a very small private Christian school. And one of the things that I told those students back then who would be very much into adulthood now, I taught fourth, fifth, and sixth grades, taught all five subjects or seven subjects, however many classes it was, I don't remember. And so I had to be pretty adept at explaining very diverse subjects to kids as they were working at their own pace through those studies. And the thing that I challenged them to was this, because I could already see that America was beginning to turn away from the principles of God. And I told them, I said, if you will be faithful to God, if you will be faithful to your studies, if you will be faithful on your job, if you will be really good at it, you are going to be worth your weight in gold to people who are looking for team members who will help them to accomplish their goals. My son, he was not much of a book learner. I don't know how he is now. I don't ask him how many books he reads or anything like that. Doesn't mean he was stupid. It means he's very smart. Didn't approach things the same way that other people did. He had a test that he was doing for a certain skill, and there was a person that came and he ran through the battery of tests. There were lots of people going through this test, and this person, when they got done, he said, "I bet nobody here did as well on that test as I did." And they said, "Well, nobody did except for Arthur's." Because he approached it from a different mindset. Just because you may or may not be a book learner does not mean that you are not intelligent. You just need to utilize the learning techniques that are best for you and maximize those to become the person that you could become. So as part of one of his classes that he took, he went to 1 year of college, and the thing that they had him do was they had him take a personality assessment. I don't remember what the name of that was. So I didn't really know anything at all about it. And one day we were driving down the car or down the road and in a car, and he said, "Yeah, I got my test results back on my personality profile, and it said this, that I have the rarest personality profile out of the spectrum of this particular test. And it began to go on and say some other things. And one of the things that it said is you're going to be very desirable for people who are in business because of the personality that you have. Another person had told him that there was a person who was very gifted, very intelligent, and this person said, yeah, that person will probably end up working for someone like your son. I tell you that because as I was looking, as I continued to look down that list, I said, they got him on that, they got him on that, they got him on that, because he's my son, I knew him. And I just turned to him and I said, dude, it looks to me like they were reading your mail. It was not just about the intellectual. It was not just about the learning. It was not just about the business aspects, but about his relational aspects as well. And I said, dude, they're reading your mail. What are you going to do with that? I want to tell you that in a day when faithfulness is an extremely rare character trait across the spectrum of American society, that doesn't mean we are supposed to discard it and embrace unfaithfulness. Our faithfulness becomes even more precious and even more valuable. I pray that you are trustworthy, that you are worthy of other people trusting you, and that you are worthy of God trusting you. That is my goal. Paul said, the reason that I can speak to this is not because I'm a relationship expert, but because God, in his mercy, has made me trustworthy. What is God making you to be? So, let me put some hypothetical questions out there for you. How faithful are you to church? Can you be counted on? I mean, that, hey, if, you know, unless there is something tragic that has happened, that everybody at church knows that you're going to be there on that given particular day and time. Somebody asked me one time, is so-and-so going to be here for church today? And I responded this, well, if you ask me this afternoon, I'll be able to answer that question for you. There are some people who attend church because that is part of their theology, that says, I've got to be in church in order to be saved. And I think that's an improper motive, but it doesn't mean that we're supposed to discard the fellowshipping of one, fellowshipping with one another. Hebrews 10:25, we're supposed to be faithful to do that. And so, here, where did we talk about that? There was a place that we were at some point in time, and I'm not seeing what I'm looking for right now, but I can tell you this, we need to be faithful. God is faithful, and we're supposed to become more and more like God, and so we need to be faithful and trustworthy. So, verse number 26, he says, I suppose therefore that this is good because of the present distress, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. I want to remind you, the Bible talks about a threefold cord is not easily broken. It is not just a marriage is not just a relationship between one man and one woman. It is a relationship between one man, one woman, and the one true God, all bound together, intertwined together, where the strength of the relationship comes from God. The tapestry that he weaves together is his workmanship. And so what Paul is saying is when you are bound together in covenant relationship, which is not punishment, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. He says, don't seek to unravel the tapestry that God has woven together. So he said, are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. So this is the reality of Bob. I did not have many girlfriends when I was growing up. Very, 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 very few. When I went to Bible college, you know, it was pretty much the mindset that, hey, if you did not get married while you were in Bible college, singles for Jesus, here we come. Nothing wrong with that. There are people who have been called to that. But I had spent all my life looking for Mrs. Bob. And all my life I had been frustrated because I had not found her or found the one that I was looking to marry. So I became, once I graduated, I became active in ministry, and I stopped looking for a wife. I was not actually looking for a romantic involvement. I was looking for the ministry, and I was looking for people to be saved. And there was this one individual that I knew that was beyond they were a little bit older than the group I was going to be ministering to, and I was praying for their salvation. I'd been told that, you know, that they were, you know, running from God. And so I was praying for them, just somebody in the church. I was praying for them, and God spoke to me about a different person and said, I'm going to take the thread of your life, and I'm going to take the thread of her life, and I'm going to weave your lives together and make a beautiful tapestry for the glory of the Lord. It was so profound that I did something that I had never done before. I actually wrote it down. I tell you that because I had shifted what I was seeking. I was no longer seeking what God could do for me and would do for me and did do for me. I was just seeking him. And so all my life I'd been miserable because I didn't have, any girlfriend relationships of any significance. And all of a sudden I got very content just ministering for the glory of the Lord. And I discovered that it's not a person that brings you contentment. It's your relationship with God that brings that contentment. And when I became content in my relationship with Jesus, God said, now you're in a place spiritually where I can begin the process of bringing your wife into your life. And my ministry is much, much better and much more effective because of her than it ever would have been by myself. It is not just about the ring. It is about, God, how are you going to use this for your glory? And so my two daughters, my two daughters, they both had a similar experience. They graduated from college, and there was not anything really on the horizon. But I want you to know that God had not abandoned them either. And they were very serious. They said, look, God has protected me thus far, and he is going to provide. I will not say that there were not tears that were shed at times, because there was a longing. They felt like there were promises from God and they hadn't seen them yet. But God in his faithfulness will provide for you, not some of the things, but all of the things that you need. When we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. Now, let me talk to you just a little bit about people who are headed towards the altar. A lot of times when people are engaged, or they think they might get engaged, they are tempted to have this thought. I know that Jesus is coming back, but I really hope he doesn't come back until after I get married. I know maybe a lot of people don't talk about these things on the radio, but hey, this is real life. Let me tell you this. When we see Jesus, all of the wonderful things of this life that we've experienced are going to pale in comparison to the glories that he has stored for us in heaven. And I can tell you that, you know, God provides every good and perfect gift. He provides it in the perfect timing. I've had people that were very frustrated by the timeline of God, but, you know, and then later on you discover, well, there was really a very good reason. There's a friend of mine that she has testified through the years about her journey, and she was, all of her friends got married and they were having kids and all of that. And she was like, God, where's my husband? Where's my husband? Well, he hadn't even moved to the area yet. I think he was actually in the military. And once his deployment ended, he ended up moving into the area. And they're a wonderful, glorious couple with wonderful and glorious kids. And it sometimes it's the timing. There are things, factors in place that you and I may not be aware of. And God's still working. He's still working. He hasn't forgotten you. And so I want to encourage you, don't focus on what God can do for you. Focus on God. He'll focus on the doing. You can tell him your desires. There's nothing wrong with that. But you just say, God, I know this. You are working all things together for the good of those that love you, to those who are called according to your purpose. And there's not an exclusion in there with your name on it. You are part of that biblical truth. Seek God and let him worry about it. Now, this verse also talks about the reality that there were people who are saying, look, I'm in this relationship and I don't want to be in this relationship. And Paul says, Don't you seek to break the covenant relationship that you have. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And so I want to encourage you that God, if you will make God the Lord of your life, he will be Lord over your spiritual life. He will be Lord over your finances. He will be Lord over your relationships, and he will be Lord over your ministry. So where we get into trouble is when we start trying to help God out. Abraham and Sarah helped God out through a cultural solution that has brought a lot of strife and discord. Still, people redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, God's got a plan to reach each and every one of them. But God didn't need Sarah's help. If they would have trusted God and waited on God, there would have been a lot of heartache that they would have avoided if they had just learned to wait for God. It says that verse number 28, nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. I'm going to tell you something the world may not tell you, and that is this. All relationships are hard work. All relationships are hard work. All relationships without Jesus are even harder work. They are much more perilous. Whatever you do, do not make the mistake of excluding Jesus from your relationship pursuits. Jesus not only provides the relationships, he sustains the relationships, strengthens the relationships, heals the relationships, and I want to encourage you to make him the central part, the core, the anchor of those relationships, because he will use those relationships for his glory. I've told you, my wife and I make a very, very good ministry team. I've had people that have commented to us, and we were not perfect parents. My parents weren't perfect. Her parents weren't perfect. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. But people have commented to us and said, you must be very proud of the fact that all three of your kids are serving God and are in the ministry. And our response is always the same: to God be the glory. I said, there were some difficult times. There were some difficult times, but God knows what he's doing. And those prayers we prayed, God heard, God answered. He'll do the same for you. God bless you. You have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You